Your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. You know, this week the Lord was reminding me, years ago, I went to Fort Lauderdale with my younger brother Benny. And we went to Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church under D. James Kennedy. And we learned evangelism explosion. Amen. And it was kind of interesting because there was two questions that they asked. And the first question you learned, they were diagnostic questions. The first question was, you would ask people, have you come to a place in your spiritual life that you know for certain that you're going to heaven? Or are you still working on it? Now, that question was deleted to something that everybody that said they were working on it, and you would respond, Ephesians 2, 8, 9, for by grace you're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man could boast. In other words, what would come out is we can't work our way to heaven. Amen. Your goodness isn't going to send you to heaven. Your trust in Jesus is what's going to bring you to heaven. Amen. And then there was another question, and this is when we really got down to the grits. This was the second question. Suppose you would die today. I'm not here to kill you or anything. But suppose you were to die today and you were to stand before God, and God asked you this question, why should he let you come into his heaven? And there's only one answer. Amen. The Bible says these things have been written on this that we may know that we have eternal life. Amen. It's not a think so, it's not a maybe so, or a perhaps so, it's a know so mentality. Now, if you have a think so mentality, you're going to get beat up by the adversary all the time because it's always going to be a question mark. Amen. I don't know about you, but when Jesus came into my heart as my Lord and Savior, he put an exclamation mark.
Amen.
Not a question mark. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So in Romans chapter 1, let me get to where the Lord wants to take us today and see what he wants to say. Verse number 16. The Apostle Paul says this, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Today I want to speak to you this morning about expanding the kingdom. Expanding the kingdom. We're called to express, to explode, and to expand. Amen? We're not exploding with one another. Amen. Can we lift our word together and let's make a declaration here? Amen. Repeat after me, say, I believe.
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God
wrote this word to me.
I am
what God's word says I am.
I can have
everything
God's word says I can have.
I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And Lord, we're so grateful today that you sent it to accomplish something in our hearts and lives. You know, I feel something stirring in the heavenlies, Father God. I feel there's a shifting that's taking place in the atmosphere, Father God. I believe there's going to come a move of God upon the house of God like never been witnessed before. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for this time, for this season, for this hour. I thank you for the plans and purposes that you have for each and every one, Father God. So, Lord, we say here today, Father God, be glorified, be magnified, be exalted in and through the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have your way, Lord, in this atmosphere, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Amen. So many times people were afraid to open their mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel because they were afraid of offending someone. And when you share the gospel in love, you're not going to offend anyone, but you can't share it without expressing it. Amen. If you just let everyone see how good you are and you never give credit to Jesus, they just say, man, he's a good man. She's a good woman. Amen. But when you've given the credit to who the credit belongs, amen, it's drawing them to them and opening up the avenue to share the gospel and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, God didn't purpose this ministry for no reason. When he said greatest freedom ministries, it was called to be greatest freedom ministries because there's no greater freedom than in Christ Jesus our Lord. We serve the greatest guy, King of Kings and Lord of Lords that ever was, that ever is, that will ever be. Amen. We have all the promises of God. We can operate and move in everything he said we can do. Amen. We just got to come outside of ourselves. And you know, the Bible says our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Amen. So it's when I was looking at that to express, the Lord took me to the psalmist in Psalms 40. Psalms 40. Verse number 9. The psalmist says this. He says, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Amen. Amen. You've got something that someone else needs. Amen. Amen. And they ain't going to get it from anybody like you. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, verse number 4, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So the Apostle Paul, with this in mind, will tell his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Look the one next to you and say, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. That means if he hadn't given us the spirit of fear, we need to open our mouth boldly. Amen? Amen? Do you see the world going to hell in a handbasket? Do you know that we have the power to change what's taking place in our nation and in our world? Do we recognize that the God we serve is bigger than the God of this world? Again, we recognize that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or we even think. If we believe that, God says act upon it and start calling it forth and start speaking it forth. Amen. Start expressing it. You know, he said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Paul says, nor of me as prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. And the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Not everybody's going to receive the gospel. When I go to share the gospel, though the ones that don't receive it, I shake the dust off my feet and I move on. Hello? I do not judge them. That's up to the Lord. The Word of God tells you and I that some may be the sower, some may be the waterer, and some may be the harvester, but we're all going to celebrate together. Amen? Amen? But when they are open to receive the gospel, and they receive the gospel message, guess what? They become saved. Amen? Because God isn't finished with anybody. We have a natural tendency to look at people and say, they are too far gone. I don't know about you, but many thought I was too far gone for God too. Many thought you were too far gone. But God had a different plan. God had a different plan. Look at a neighbor and say, the one next to you, say, thank God for the plan he has for your life. He's got all kinds of good coming your way. Oh, hallelujah. How many can stand some good in the time we're living in right now? Hallelujah. Come on. How many can stand some good? Yeah. Out of your mouth proceeds blessings or cursings. You're the one they're going to choose. Start speaking some life into the things that are looking dead. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, let's not feed it. You know, let's not feed it. Now, let's not participate with the unfruitful works of darkness. Okay? Amen. God says, hey, we're expressing something. And guess what? Your actions are speaking louder than your words. People aren't watching or listening to what you say. They're looking at your life. And he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. When you're letting your light so shine, you're not doing it for your own glory. You're not doing it for your own praise. You're doing it to glorify, to magnify, and exalt the name of Jesus, so men and women of this world be looking to Jesus. I don't know about you, but he has the answer for every problem, every circumstance, and every situation. Amen. Let me say something to you. We look to all these other places. If God said, let there be light, and there was light. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. He spoke this universe into existence. And you think that little thing that you're going through is too big for God? Look at the one next to you and say, there's nothing too big for the God I serve. Amen. The doctors may say one thing. The lawyers may say one thing. But whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. This is what God says. Amen. So as we're doing that, to express the gospel, to explode. Now, wait a minute. Let me stop here a minute.
Okay.
When we talk about explode. Men and women of God, many are blowing up on people they have no business blowing up on. That ain't the explosion God's speaking about. He's not talking about an explosion that brings damage or hurt or pain. You know, there's enough damage and hurt and pain in the world we live in. Amen. We don't have to add to it. But the explosion I want to talk to you about is what takes place when the Word of God gets a hold of the inside of you. Amen. And he says this in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4. Verse number 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, when the apostles and the spoke the word, there was an explosion. Like Jesus said, he says in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, familiar scripture, he says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. We're talking about explosion of the kingdom of God. We're to explode with the gospel. It's the power of the gospel that saves souls. I can't save anybody. Amen. But I serve a Savior that's willing and able and can do everything. You know, he says in Acts chapter 2, he said in verse number 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, all of a sudden there was an explosion that took place. Yes. Amen? I'm expecting some explosion. Yes. Yes. Anybody want to see some exploding? Yes. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Let me say something to you. How many mamas do I have in the congregation? How many mothers? How many, when you were getting ready to give birth to your baby, expected something to happen? Yeah, weren't you hoping it happened? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Or you said, wait. Lord, you can take your time. I'm okay. I'm just going to go through some labor pains here. Or you said, bring it on, Lord. And if we're really truly believing God and the explosion of God, we're going to have that mentality. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on, Lord. I'm ready for something different. You know what? I'm tired of doing the same old thing, expecting a different outcome. Hey, is anybody here? You know what they call that? It's called insanity. You know, I want to be radical for God, but at the same time, I want to be radical, believe in Him, that He's going to do signs, wonders, and miracles and supernatural things in our midst.
Amen.
Amen. What is happening here? Faith is increasing because the Word of God declares it. And God has me to bring the Word to increase faith. And some of those things that you're facing and you're battling with, God says it's inside of you to overcome it. And I want to raise up the faith that's inside of you, that you will be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Stop speaking death and begin to speak life, says the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is it okay to have fun in church? Am I too loud for you? Guess what? You know why I'm loud? God reminded me of something. Majority of the body of Christ is hard of hearing. Hello? They're hard of hearing. And because they're hard of hearing, they're drifting off. Their thoughts are drifting off. All of a sudden, they're wondering what they're having for lunch. I wonder what we're having for lunch today. Hey, God hasn't finished feeding you here yet. Amen? I love what the prophet Micah said, and I'm talking about to explode. The prophet Micah said in Micah chapter 3, verse number 8, he said this, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might to declare to Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin." And he's speaking about a nation, not to an individual. Amen. We're proclaiming the gospel. God didn't call me to judge anybody. Judge not, lest you be judged. But God called me to preach the truth. And Jesus said, "You should know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free." Amen. And there's so much deception that's going on in this world, and there's so much bondage in the body of Christ because nobody wants to speak the truth, because sometimes the truth doesn't feel good. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, every time I go to the Lord, I say, "Lord, I want to talk to you about this individual or that individual." The Lord said, "Okay, let me talk to you about you." Hello? 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 "He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through." Hallelujah. Amen. God isn't done with any of us yet. Amen. Let's not look down our nose at anybody. We're here to build one another up. There's enough looking down in this world. Amen. That's why the Lord said, "Go reach the poor and I'll make them rich." Huh? Well, you say, "Well, I'm not getting rich." Yeah, you are. If you're in the Lord, you're richer than you think. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come for you, that where I am, there may you be also." Amen. You know, when I look at a mansion, that's just one of the things that God gets a hold of your flesh. Amen. Amen. I didn't like that some of the virgins said, "In my Father's house are many cabins." But if you're a hunter and you like cabins, it might be a sweet place for you. Amen. I believe in the divine favor of God. I believe the blessings of God. Amen. And sometimes when we go through things, I don't know about you, but when I'm going through something, teach me quick.
Yes, Lord.
Man, I'm going to get out of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how many know that the call of God is on your life is irrevocable, when he has plans and purposes in your life, that when you're going through something, it's for your benefit and the benefit of others. Amen? Amen? Why is the Lord saying this to you today? Because some are going through some things, and sometimes we don't understand why I have to go through something. I guess Jesus didn't really truly understand why he had to go to the cross of Calvary for you either. But what did he say? Yeah. "Not my will, but thy will be done, Lord." Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And when he was on that cross of Calvary for you and I, what did he say? "Tetelestai, it is finished. It is complete. It's paid for." Yeah. Amen. And if it's already done, all God's saying to you and I by faith, we got to take a hold of what's already been provided for you and I. "My God shall provide for all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." He didn't say he was going to supply for all my wants. He said he was going to supply for all of my needs. Guess what? He is all I need. He's been good to me. Come on, has he? Yeah. I don't even know that's a word. It just came there. Hallelujah. Yes. That's called the Holy Ghost singing, "He's all I need." Yeah. Amen? Amen? Yeah. So we find it that he is saying to, don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and salvation. To express, to explode, to everyone that believeth is to expand. Yes. I don't know about you, but I serve a God that sees expanding the mansion.
Yes,
amen. We'll call it as God's mansion expansion plan. Jesus said in Matthew 24, Jesus warns us in verse number 11. He says, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Look to the one next to you and said, say, it isn't over until it's over. Jesus said this in Matthew 28. Verse number 18, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all these things that I've commanded thee. And lo, I'm with thee even until the end of the world. Amen. So when we look at the end, you flip back in your Bible to Revelation chapter 14. Verse number 6. He says this. He says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Jesus said in Mark 16, he said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So God's expanding his kingdom. The gospel to express, to explode, to expand his kingdom, which brings us to experience. And 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 7. The Apostle Paul says this, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. So in closing today, to experience, I like what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, 17, where he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Church, God is saying to you and I, without faith it's impossible to please him. You are home. For they that come to him must believe that he is God. And he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And what the Lord is saying to you and I today, how many in this room has God given a mouth? Let me see your hand. Come on. A mouth. If you have a mouth, raise your hand. What God says to you and I today, he did not give you the mouth for no purpose and no reason. And what he is saying to you and I, to open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Don't you try to determine and decide who should be saved and who should not be saved. The live word declares that God is not willing that any should perish, but all. That all. That all. That all would come to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe the church too long has been trying to determine who should be saved and who shouldn't be. My word says he's not willing that any should perish. That God has a plan and a purpose. Amen. And what is he saying this for? God is doing something special today. God said to sow this word because God's raising up an army. We're going to take this community back for the kingdom of God. Amen. Whether you recognize it or not, we're going to take this community back for the kingdom of God. God has not changed his plans and his purposes. He has not changed his word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am God, I change not. The gospel does not change. Men and women right now are trying to change the gospel to meet everybody's lifestyle. Guess what my lifestyle is called to be and your lifestyle is called to be. God says this, be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. I don't know about you, but I ain't holy yet. Come on. Come on. Is anybody else holy in here? Or does somebody need some holiness? Can we just all stand here in this congregation today? Hallelujah. Can we stand up? Can we raise our hands to heaven? I just love surrendering to the Lord. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's in this room today, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the one that's on the website. Thank you. I thank you for the ones that are on the website that are listening to the word even now. Father, you sent your word to accomplish something in hearts and lives. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power to open their mouths boldly, Father God, to make known the mystery of the gospel, Father God. This comes not by might nor by power, but it comes by your spirit. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you for the gifts of God that's in every last one. Father, I pray that you stir it up, that you activate us, Father God, for your kingdom. We're not waiting any longer. We're going to take back. We're going to take back what the enemy has stolen. We're going to take back our health. We're going to take back our well-being. We're going to take back our family. We're going to take back our workplace. We're going to take it back, Father God. We're taking back this nation. This nation was founded by your name, Father God, and we're taking it back in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every man and woman that's in this room. I thank you that the anointing is upon their lives. Now, use them for your glory and honor and your praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Invite somebody out. Please join with me in fasting and prayer next Saturday from 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Join us for prayer here at 4 to 6 on Saturday. And we're expecting a Holy Ghost good time and people being healed left and right next week. Amen. Go and be blessed, Lord. If you need prayer for anything, let me know.